Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hour 2 Sports Sunday. We lead you to 12:30, which is pregame for the first of three today. Bills Jaguars from Duval. Jaguars are -1.5. That game's on CBS. Then it's Niners-Eagles on Fox at 4:30. Philly -6. And then the nightcap is Chargers-Patriots tonight on NBC. Patriots -3.5 against the other Harbaugh. The other Harbaugh. Jimmy. The crazy one. The guy who is, he's out there. The unethical Harbaugh. John Harbaugh, who is going to be the number one sought-after coach in this cycle and may be top of the Packers list if they move on from LaFleur. He's the sane and ethical Harbaugh. Welcome to Sports Sunday. Zabe here. You can hit me up on the phone, 800-636-1067. Also on Twitter, at Zabe, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Metal Chris, fresh back from a glorious metal festival weekend, is behind the board. A little bit groggy-headed, a bit bleary-eyed, but no worse for the wear. Who'd you see this weekend? Who are the top acts?
Well, the one so one of the thing is it was a festival down in Richmond called Heart of Winter Fest, and one of the cool things about it is I probably knew people in about a third of the bands. So
okay,
because a lot of them were like regional bands, so there's bands from like Philly, New York, North Carolina, you know, that kind of stuff, and even DC and Baltimore. But it was just kind of cool. It was kind of like a big Friends Fest kind of thing is the way I looked at it. But last night I saw this band called Suffering Hour, and they ruled. They put on a really killer
show. Suffering Hour.
Yeah. Yeah, they were great.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the names of the bands.
Metal bands do have the coolest names.
They do absolutely have the best names. So this festival was called what again?
It's called Heart of Winter Fest.
Fest Richmond.
Okay. Yeah, it was Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Who'd you go with?
I didn't. I went by myself, but oh, like nice. I said, I knew okay. Tons of people. There are tons of people from D.C. down there and stuff, too. And again, I know a lot of people that were just going from around the area.
Where was Mrs. Metal?
She's at home with the kids.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did she send you off with a smile or a scowl?
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
No.
Take care of the kids, and you're down there thrashing your long hair.
So I actually went down Thursday and came back Thursday night because I had to work Grant and Danny on Friday because they had a remote that I had to work. So so then I drove back down after their show, stayed the night on Friday night, and then came back last night.
Okay. So. Inter Arma.
Inter Arma rules, by the way. They're one of the best live
Evoken,
bands.
Whoa. That's the name of a metal band, W-O-A-E, as in suffering. Whoa.
No, it's W-O-E, but yeah. The drummer of that band's an old friend of mine, Mike Kattner.
Did I say W-O-E?
Awesome. W-O-E, yeah.
Isn't that how you spell suffering? Whoa, W-O-E?
Yeah, you said, you put an A in there.
Oh, sorry. W-O-E, whoa.
Yeah, it's not Joey from Blossom.
Krieg, Suffering Hour, Deva, Valdrin, One of Nine, Demiser, and more. Oh my God, here's the more.
Lycan, some of those you can't say on air, so just be careful.
Yes. Lycan, Cemetery, Disrotter, Sepulchral Blood.
I didn't see them. Yeah, I think they were one of the openers.
Profligate.
That's my boy Kyler's band, yeah.
We're
not saying that.
Appalling plague fever widowed light evoking 1 of 9 Minok tombstalker archaeal ectoplasm and satanic magic with K's on the end of satanic and magic. All right, I definitely want some cemetery and I want some skull songs before the day is done.
Somehow I think we don't have those in the system here.
What?
Yeah.
Well, get them in the system.
Yeah.
Get them in the system. All right, so here we are on a Sunday leading up to another triple header of glorious football. Sun is out. Rain is gone. A little bit better weather today if you want to get out at least for a walk to take the dog out, so that is good. Kevin Sheehan's going to join us here in just about 10 minutes. Isn't it good now, given that there's 8 jobs open, possibly another one coming in Green Bay, possibly another one coming in Buffalo? Isn't it good that the Commanders moved quick to say, you know what? David Blough's our guy, and we're going to promote him. I think it looks great because I think they saw which is coming. Because, look, you got not only 8 head coach openings, but they're all going to be hustling up to try to get the best coordinators they can. So there's going to be an incredible pressure on coordinators out there. And you just don't want to be in that scrum. You don't want to be in that mix hoping to get your guy. And if you thought, well, surely we'll get not just going to call him Josh McDaniels, Mike McDaniel, no S. If you surely thought you were going to get him because of his past connection to Dan Quinn from back in Atlanta, guess what? You may not have. Because McDaniel may get a head coaching job this cycle, and he would probably, for the right situation, hop right back in. There was a photo of McDaniel. I don't know if it's real. Sadly, AI is now rendering so much, if not everything, online as, well, yeah, maybe. It's apparently Mike McDaniel was spotted riding a merry-go-round down in South Florida. I don't know where this merry-go-round was. It was not at, maybe it was at a theme park. I need to check to see if that is a legit photo. Because it was funny, given that now the coaching carousel, get it, is going on. The coaching carousel that McDaniel was in his own weird little hipster, skinny ass, capri wearing, scruffy bearded sunglasses way, literally riding a carousel as he is in the mix of the coaching carousel. But let me talk about the Packers for a second and what it's like to have a team that is not owned by an individual owner. For many teams that have bad owners, and I'd say that's a third of the league, you look at the Packers as this miracle child, as this amazing accident that, wow, wouldn't it be nice to have a board of sensible people that oversees appointing a new team president who then works with getting a GM and a coach and not making any sharp, rash, heat of the moment moves. Wouldn't that be nice? And you're right. For the most part, it is nice. It is nice when you also have either Hall of Fame quarterbacking for the better part of 30 years, Rodgers to Favre to Rodgers. And then following on Favre to Rodgers, you have a quarterback who is, I think, a very good QB1. Where he ranks in the current ecosystem of NFL QBs is always a hot and fun debate at times. I think he's no worse than 8. But it's fun when you got things lined up that way. It's not so fun when you're struggling, and there's no reason they couldn't go into struggle mode at any time. The NFL is fickle like that. But you have a unique structure in Green Bay that moves slowly, that acts conservatively, and doesn't behave like any other NFL team. Any other NFL owner, even the more grounded of billionaires who don't spend $400 million on a stupid boat the size of Connecticut, even they will, after a loss like this, with previous losses by LaFleur, where he can't close out games, with only 1 year left on his contract, would say, you know what, we got to make a change. That's if they're grounded. If they're not grounded, they're like Danny. Danny was so bad, you know who I'm talking about, Snyder. You got to find this online. I'll try to search it during the break. Mike Wise wrote this incredible piece chronicling just how, after a bad loss, Snyder stayed at the stadium with his boy, Vinny, and then just decided to start getting deeper and deeper into the, you know, into the cabinet. Just pissed off, having drinks, getting more pissed off, then goes and gets his team plane, middle of the night, flies all the way out to Denver to go talk to Mike Shanahan, who had since been out with Denver for a little while, and they're like, we're going to go get Shanahan. And they flew out in the middle of the night, and Wise's column chronicles just how sort of awkward it was that he was showing up in the middle of the night, and they, you know, Shanahan had this absurdly huge house in Denver. We looked it up on Zillow. It was, if I told you it was 20,000 square feet indoors, you probably wouldn't believe me. I think it was approaching that. Anyway, you know, one thing led to another, and that's how you get Mike Shanahan in as head coach. But it's also what leads to the unraveling of the Shanahan era, that Shanahan was completely paranoid about the things that Snyder was doing and influencing behind the scenes, and his friendship with RG3 that circumvented the normal coach-quarterback relationship. And so then Shanny, desperate, started leaking stuff every single week in his final dying days and weeks of his tenure here to the media, to Jay Glazer, to Adam Schefter, and anyone else. And so it was every morning on a Sunday morning like this, it was a new story about, well, this is what's here's going on in Washington. Where'd you hear that? Well, they were hearing it from Mike Shanahan. So it was dysfunctional. The Packers are different, and the Packers, because they've been successful for so long, have really built up their brand as a global brand. The experience at Lambeau Field, for those who get a chance to go, is definitely unique and wonderful. What they did up there is that, you know, Lambeau Field used to be just a very utilitarian, all pretty much bleachers, aluminum bleachers bowl, that they had to pass a referendum to upgrade and to add some stuff to it, to add a facade, to add the atrium area where they hold all kinds of events off season and people get married there, the Packer Hall of Fame and the pro shop that's massive. They did it very well because they kept the guts of the stadium, but they built on this beautiful big brick facade around it. They put one extra deck of seats in one of the areas to help alleviate their iconic waiting list for season tickets, which was real, which is real still. The Redskins season ticket list was once a thing, and then Snyder quickly exhausted everybody's patience, and it became a complete farce and pretty much was a lie. But that's what they have in Green Bay. So they built up kind of a Disneyland of football around Lambeau Field. What once used to be just parking lot after parking lot of happy Wisconsinites sitting out there in the 10-degree weather, cooking their brats, drinking their Leinenkugels. Oh, yeah, Packers, go Packers, all right. They've replaced that to a large degree with stuff the team owns. The Johnsonville Brat House, which is a big structure right next to the stadium where, hey, you know, they're bringing their own brats and their own beer. We should be selling them this at $10 and $12 a piece. Good idea. They built a sledding hill, which is cute. Of course, it has a corporate sponsor, Aaron's Snowblowers. And they charge $18 a ride. Disneyfied. That's what they've done up in Green Bay. And they're conservative. And so when I say there's like a 50-50 chance that LaFleur does not get fired after this game, which he obviously should, my joke was, for those that know, and I did tweet this, I can see the board meeting at 1265 Lombardi Avenue, executive number one. So, is the sledding hill and the Brat House still making money? Yes, sir. Best year we've ever had. Okay, let's not make any sharp moves right now. And then the entire rest of the board and everyone in the org just nods their head sheepishly. You know why? Because there's not one giant bull with a boat that could be in the Spanish Armada saying, I will not stand for this kind of loss. Our coach choked this away. You are fired. That's how it works in most cities. In this case now, if they keep LaFleur, they're going to keep getting LaFleur. And what LaFleur is insufficient for further advancement in January because he lacks the tactical mettle and the fortitude when the game is on the line to do what needs to be done, to be in the moment and present and get it. He's proven it over and over again. So if you keep LaFleur, you're going to keep getting LaFleur, and then you'll eventually have to fire him 2-3 years down the road. And by then, who knows where Jordan Love will be. If I were them, I'd take this off-ramp right now. But because they move so slowly, I'm not so sure. Of course, for most of my days with Andy doing afternoon drive on 980, it was not hard firing a coach because most of them were bad ideas from the start. I mean, Marty should have been kept, but he made it so miserable for Dan, who wanted to have his hands on the wheel. They said, 1 year, you're out. But I just won 5 games to end the season. Nope, you're out. Then Spurrier quit himself. He didn't have to fire him. He quit from the golf course. Zorn was a debacle. Gibbs left in the middle of the night, basically. Again, surprise. Yeah, I'm going back to NASCAR. What? We got no succession plan in place. That's what led to Zorn. It's also that was the year that they hung in. They wanted to talk to Steve Spagnuolo of the Giants, who were on their way to the Super Bowl. They had to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Finally got a chance to talk to him. It was like a 5-minute conversation. They said, yeah. He said, yeah, nah, I'm good. I'm not going to take the job. And then they had to scramble, and they ended up with Zorn, who had already been hired as the OC. I mean, talk about a messed up situation. But that's the difference right there. And for most of the time, the way it works in Green Bay is idyllic. It's peaceful. It's beautiful. You'd love to live that way as an NFL fan. In this case, it might be their Achilles heel. We'll see what they do. Quick break. When we come back, my friend Kevin Sheehan, our colleague, will talk about the Commanders, the NFL, strategy, and more. He'll talk everything with me next. You're listening to Sports Sunday right here on The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
I know nobody cares, but this was pretty big in the baseball news. Baseball? On a day? Yes, baseball. Alex Bregman is signing with the Cubs. So that whole deal with him going to Boston was pretty poorly executed. They signed Bregman without telling their existing third baseman, Rafael Devers. Devers gets upset, demands a trade. Both parties absolutely go War of the Roses. Red Sox dump Devers for pretty much nothing. Then the Sox don't extend Bregman. Now he leaves, and now you've got no Devers, no Bregman. So, yeah, not ideal. Back to the football. Kevin Sheehan joins us now from the Kevin Sheehan Podcast and Team 980. Good morning, Mr. Sheehan. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Zed. What's going on? How are you feeling after last night?
Yeah. Well, look, you know, I become, as we get older, a die-easy fan for whatever team I am either rooting for
or
purportedly a fan of. It sucks for the Packers and the Packer fans, but guess what? This team wasn't going very far. They would have, I think, had their arms and legs ripped off by the Seahawks next week. Still is nice to keep your team alive, though, for an extra week.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you think LaFleur lost his job last night.
That's the big question. I think it's 50-50, to be honest. I think that they move so conservatively up there, and they probably already had a plan in place. But certain things make things unpalatable. There are certain things you can't unsee, right? Like a spouse seeing something with their cheating partner and they can't unsee it. Like, you can't unsee last night's collapse, can you?
No. Have you picked apart the game yet? And because you love this stuff too. I thought that the very end, like, LaFleur can't use those timeouts on defense. I'm sure you're killing him for that. But yeah. The 10-second runoff should have happened at 37 seconds down to 27, not 32 to 22.
Really?
That was a big mistake. The play ended. I went back and looked at it. The play ended at 37, and the player's on the field, and they're waving their arms for the injury.
Interesting.
That's another key 5 seconds, mm-hmm. right? And then you got to be ready to snap the ball. Because the clock's going to roll off that 10-second runoff. And they took a few seconds there. I don't know. I thought that in overall, the real difference in that game was offensively they were unstoppable in the first half, and then they went punt, punt, punt to start the third quarter.
Yes, and many people killing LaFleur for getting conservative with the play calling. I would have to both bear down, look at all the plays in those 4 drives that went nowhere, took no time off the clock, compare them to what they did in the first half, account for the fact that Dennis Allen is a professional coordinator and makes adjustments like they all do at halftime, and really try to ascertain how conservative was it. But I know this, the pattern was very similar with LaFleur. He does conservative. And that's what's frustrating because, look, if something's working, keep doing it, for God's sakes. They could not be stopped in the first half.
No, they couldn't. And, you know, Caleb Williams was amazing. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. We can talk about his inaccuracy and throwing it 50% and the whole thing. He has done this all year long with the game on the line, come up with just one big play after another. That fourth down to Adunze is sick.
Yeah, that was an amazing play. A little bit lucky because the Packer DBs were running around like their controllers got unplugged and weren't even watching the ball, which is ridiculous. Yeah. But the fact that Caleb got out of it, that got out of that sack was amazing. That's the elite athletic traits that he was drafted for. To the timeouts. So they call timeout to avoid a delay a game, but then get a delay a game anyway. For the life of me, I have no idea how that happens. They call another timeout because they only had 10 men on defense. And I say...
Oh, I was wondering why they called it on defense, so they had 10 men. I didn't know that.
They apparently only had 10 men. Honestly, I'm of the mindset of, well, then you play with 10. I think in tight games, Kevin, 40-second time coupons, which is what I call timeouts because that's what they should be used for only, they're too valuable. Like, sometimes if you have 10 guys on the field, you still make the play. Or the other team throws it inaccurately. I mean, you mentioned Williams is not very accurate, least accurate passer percentage-wise amongst all 32 starters. So you could have still gotten away with it. Once you're out of the timeouts, you are really, really screwed.
Yeah, I think 10 men on the field is a good reason to call a timeout.
You would call it with 10 men on the field? Okay.
Yeah, I think up three. It was up three at the end. Yeah, I think that's probably a good reason to call timeout. I didn't realize that that was it.
That was one of them. But, I mean, again, timeout usage is very poor by many coaches in the league. So, that said, it was a collapse. Our long-ago friend Ken Beatrice once had the phrase, because you know, Kevin, more games are lost in this league than they are won. And boy, was that one of the truest things Ken ever said. So let's turn to the Commanders here. How do you feel about them promoting Blau in a quick, let's not wait around kind of move?
Yeah, I mean, so since the moment he got hired, we've all been hearing he's the next thing. You know, he's the next McVay. He's the next Ben Johnson. He's the next Kyle Shanahan, the whole thing. And so I do think that there's been a desire to keep him right from the jump. And there was interest in him last year, and they blocked some of that interest. It is interesting, right, that he wasn't even the quarterback's coach. He was the assistant quarterback's coach in year two. but beyond that, they've liked him. Apparently, the whole league likes him. And this guy is destined for opportunities. Whether or not he actually fulfills the promise, well, you know, time will tell. But I know that they didn't want to lose him. I think that the issue here is they better be right. You know, I mean, I don't mind the bold move. I kind of like it on some level, but they just have to be right, especially if Mike McDaniels, Abe, ends up a coordinator. If he ends up a head coach, that's one thing. If he ends up a coordinator in Baltimore or Detroit, as an example, and those teams kill it next year and Washington doesn't, that's not going to look great. But I don't mind the move. I think it's bold. I think Kingsbury did a good job. I think our fans that believe that Kingsbury somehow was a major detriment to this, you know, offense are out to lunch. I think there are lots of different ways to do it. My preference is the Shanahan style way, but Kingsbury was pretty good here for 2 years.
So the Quinn thing is interesting because I sense people are already zooming ahead to the end of next year to say if they're not good and in the mix at least, if not better, Quinn could be 3 years and out. It's amazing how quickly a lot of us zoom as fans and media all the way to the end of next year. But that seems to be where the sentiment is going. Do you feel that?
I do, but I also think what you just said is so cautionary. I mean, zooming to the end of next year and saying, well, they didn't make the playoffs, he's going to lose his job. There's always so much context around all of this stuff. We don't know how it'll lay out this year. I mean, we are still less than 12 months removed from 45 to 31 at Detroit. And every meme was let AP cook, let Adam Peters cook. And thank God we got Quinn and not Ben Johnson or anybody else, you know. And here we are a year later and people want everybody fired after a season which was the most decimated injury-wise season I've ever witnessed for our franchise, which of course is always a reason. It's usually the reason a team wins more than they lose because they're healthy, or they lose more than they win because they weren't. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's we also don't know how Josh Harris operates. You know, we don't. Yeah. There's a lot to zooming ahead and saying, oh, they didn't make the playoffs, so that means this is it. Or just assuming that this is like a massive year for Quinn. It feels that way. I'm not going to deny that. But obviously there's so much to it, and there's a whole season to play.
Yeah. As you know, I'm not good at math, but words I'm all right at. I'm a words guy, Kevin.
Yes.
I don't like calling this year for the Commanders a disaster. I call it a wipeout. It was a wipeout year. Does that make sense to call it a wipeout year versus disaster? Like, disaster implies some kind of a malicious ignorance to imminent danger that you should have known was coming, or clownery or other stuff. Like, it just sucked. This was a wipeout year. They got wiped out on a number of fronts.
The next man up, you know, no excuses, is for people who coach and play the game. For observers of the game, we've watched this long enough to know that when you don't have your starting quarterback for more than four complete games, your season is 9 times out of 10
dead
doomed.
On arrival. Right.
Let alone losing running back one, wide receiver one, two, and three, you know, defensive ends one, two, and three, corners one and two. I mean, it was, they lost the most man games for starters of any team in the league. And it was honestly the worst year I can remember as a fan of this team in terms of their best players not playing. Yeah. Terry and Jaden played two games together. How can you possibly hold Cliff Kingsbury or Dan Quinn accountable for that? But that's the world we live in now. You know, people kind of move from let him cook to fire him.
Coordinators get scapegoated all the time. Like with Monken in Baltimore, it's like, so Lamar's unhappy. He went 41-4 with Monken's offense last year.
He was the
MVP 2 years. Like, what are we even talking about here? But that's the nature of the business. Hey,
Lamar was hurt this year.
Yes, exactly. How do you like the current NFL playoff format? The 7 teams, the fact that if you win your division, you get a home game, no ifs, ands, or buts.
Yeah. So for years, what I think should be done is you seed once you have your field based on record. I have no problem, and I would be upset if the division structure, you know, lost its meaning. I want a division winner to qualify for the playoffs. But once you have your four division winners and your three wild cards, you seed based on record, because an 8-9 team shouldn't be hosting a game against a 12-5 team. It just to me that's just not competitively fair, and it's not in the spirit of fair competition. So, and it wouldn't hurt anything. You're still given, you know, incredible, you know, value by winning your division. You qualify for the playoffs as an 8-9 team. So I don't, the added benefit of a home game, no, I haven't been on that train for a while. I think you should seed based on record once you get the 7.
Did you feel Canales was too soft defensively on the final drive against Stafford?
Man, I'll tell you what, with the waist, there were balls that were sailing on him. There, you know, he had that terrible pick.
His finger jacked, I believe. Had to be the answer, because he was not the same after he got that hit.
I love Stafford, but I was worried when they got it back. I thought maybe this isn't going to happen, but man, he delivered. I mean, big time. I'd have to go back and look at it. I forget. They didn't have a good pass rush necessarily all season long.
Right, but they were willing to blitz for most of the game. They rushed 4 and 5 a couple times. That's it.
Yeah.
He pretty much tic-tac-toed him. Great players will make you pay. It's just the way it is.
No doubt.
Can I put a quarter in your jukebox on the college football playoff and the whole Indiana phenomenon? Because I'm fascinated to hear your thoughts.
Well, it's insane because it's not fake. They're obviously so good. That Friday night was eye-opening because, you know, they barely beat Penn State. They barely beat Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. And so I had Oregon plus the 3.5. And on top of that, by the way, I had the under.
Whoops.
So it was not the best. It was not the, yeah, whoopsie. But I was so blown away, impressed with, and I have been all year long, but I think on Friday night, what blew me away was Mendoza. Like, I wasn't sure. I think I'm sure now. Like, he is big. He makes every throw. He's so accurate.
Yeah.
And then on top of it, he's got underrated athleticism, you know, and sort of escapability, et cetera. Like, I have not been a Dante Moore guy all year, but I think I really look. Yeah. The kid is like the kid that shows up at the grown up table trying to have a serious conversation, like personality wise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really get it necessarily. There's something going on there, but man, can he play?
He's got the Tebow. He's got the Tebow rah rah and enthusiasm and the wholesomeness. But unlike Tebow, he throws absolute darts.
Oh,
he is a sublime passer and doesn't miss. He's got more touchdowns than incompletions the last two games. That's sick.
Insane. Yeah. But I will tell you that I can't wait for this matchup because Miami in the trenches, they're the best.
Nasty.
The best offensive line, arguably the best defensive line. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. But here's the thing against Indiana. You can't, you have to be flawless. You have to be flawless. You can't make any mistakes to have a shot. All right. And Oregon just, you know, soiled themselves.
30-second exit. Did you see where they knocked over the last standing piece of the old great lady RFK? How did that hit you like it hit me?
It hit me a while back when they started the process, but it didn't hit me hard the other day. But it is, every time I think about that place, it's just like everything else in life, right? It changes and it's gone and it's history. But that was special for those of us of a certain age. It'll always be right there for me as number one with Cole, too.
Oh, man. All right, Kevin, on with your afternoon of watching football. Thank you for your time this morning, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, Zay.
There you go. Kevin Sheehan of the Kevin Sheehan Podcast and Team 980. Quick break. It is a Sports Sunday here on The Fan. Steve Zabin with you, 800-636-1067.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Interesting character, a voice you would recognize instantly if you remember back in the day. Welcome back, Sports Sunday here on The Fan. Yes, Steve Zabin here with Metal Chris behind the board as we get set for another triple header of games on NFL Wild Card Weekend. There's a couple good accounts I would like to alert you to on Twitter that have old vintage NFL films, highlight packages, vignettes, short little mini documentary type content. One is Old Time Football, That'd be at @OL_timefootball. And, you know, it's not like they're doing new stuff. This is all things that exist in the NFL Films archives. But because the Bears were playing a home game at Soldier Field, they were pulling out some of the old Redskin bangers at Soldier Field, including the iconic Daryl Green punt return when he was not a punt returner in the absolute frigid cold of Soldier Field en route to a 21-17 win.
Time had come to try to get a big play on special teams.
And you knew it was a big moment in a game.
This is Boston.
When Joe Gibbs put Daryl Green back as a returner. Daryl Green was not used very often during his 20-year career as a kick returner.
Almost never.
I had my hands in my warmers. I didn't pull my hands out until the ball got there. It was really that cold. That was that right now moment. And I was very fortunate in that I developed these habits as a young man of being ready for that right now moment.
Green driven back to midfield on the far side.
He's great Frank Herzog.
45, far side 40, a seam to the 35, vaults a man to the 30, breaks it to the near side 25, watch out to the 20, near side 10, he's gone, touchdown Washington Redskins. Daryl Green returns the punt 50 yards.
I made one cut up the field and had to vault one guy. When I landed on my feet, I had to make an immediate left-hand turn. That's when I pulled the rib cartilage and just took my other hand and gave pressure right to that spot. I didn't play anymore because that rib injury was pretty tough.
Green's punt return propelled the Redskins to the NFC Championship game, a game Green did not think he'd be healthy enough to play in.
Absolute chills. I'm getting chicken skin right now just watching and listening to it. Daryl Green, you're a beauty. Got to reconnect with you, Daryl. It's been far too long. But yeah, the fact that he hurdled a dude in 6-degree weather, big puffs of steamy breath coming out from every face mask on the field, pulls a muscle, hurdling a guy, not your normal kick returner, and then realizes, okay, if I just reach around with my hand and go, okay, let me just hold this ribbon right here. And there's the great NFL film shots, the low angle shots that catch the sideline of the Redskins in the background as soon as Daryl cuts up field and then he hurdles a guy. You can see the entire Redskin bench and the coaches kind of lean in as they're like, oh. That's the good stuff right there. This is why the NFL people, no matter what they do to make us groan and throw up our hands and roll our eyes, it's never going to stop being the most incredible athletic product to watch on TV in the United States of America, and now increasingly worldwide. Quick break. When we come back, a tribute and a rest in peace to one of the all-time musical greats. You're listening to Sports Sunday. Rest in peace, Bob Weir. This is his iconic song. He wrote Truckin' for the Grateful Dead. He founded the band, and Bob Weir passed away yesterday at the age of 78, according to a statement and his family posted to his official website. Apparently, he had announced that he had cancer earlier this summer, was undergoing treatments for it. The website says the vocalist and storyteller and guitarist courageously beat cancer, but that he passed away peacefully surrounded by loved ones after succumbing to underlying lung issues, according to the statement on their website. He was the youngest member of that iconic band that performed as recently as this past summer when the remaining members of the Grateful Dead reunited for concerts at the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco to celebrate the band's 60th anniversary. He began cancer treatments just weeks before those summer concerts. Wrote songs like this one, Truckin', Sugar Magnolia, Cassidy, Throwing Stones, of course, collaborated on a whole bunch of others. I personally am not a Deadhead. I'm not a big fan, per se. I'm not anti. I know for Metal Chris, this is the furthest away on the musical spectrum from the music he likes you could possibly get.
Just about,
which
man.
Is
just about.
A meandering, open-ended, you know, weed-infused hippie dynamic of, hey man,
well, here's, you know, the thing, not all the hippies were that, like, I love Jimi Hendrix, you know, also true. Came out of that same scene, so
Right, but this is a mixture of folk blues style music that is presented in a jam format.
A little more laid back than my stuff.
Yeah, the jam format means that, you know, songs can go on for 23 minutes, depending on, you know, how they decide to perform them or morph them with others up on stage. I would say that going to a Dead show completely sober or not high in any way probably would not be as fun. I'd imagine most of the people that go are going to then get a little bit tuned up by whatever it is that makes them feel good. But hey, to each their own. Weir joined the Dead as a teenager when they were formed in San Francisco. He was just 17 at the time. He was nicknamed the Kid. And he first met lead guitarist and singer Jerry Garcia shortly before when he joined a jug band, which evolved into the Warlocks, which was the original name of the Grateful Dead. So if you want to win a trivia question, there you go. The Warlocks, the original name of the Grateful Dead. Of course, you had Garcia dying, God, I'd have looked that up 30 years ago now. It's been a while. It was almost like a national holiday. People were, oh, my God, Jerry Garcia died. I just can't function. I can't go to work.
95, but yeah.
When?
August 95.
30 years ago. Not bad, huh, Metal Chris? Give me some credit every now and then. Nailed it. I don't know if they'll be the same feeling about about Bob Weir, but this is unfortunately life. Lights go out, things eventually get taken away from you. You got to keep trucking. See what I did there? Okay. All right. I'll show myself out because I'm up against a hard break. Coming up next hour, more on the NFL as we swing into Sunday's tripleheader, plus my friend Mark Yarborough from Charlotte, North Carolina, where the Panthers had the Rams dead to rights. Hour three, straight ahead.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.